that suit. Which one was more difficult for you?
I don't know, because I grew up watching Datsuk, and I grew up watching him, but I grew up watching Datsuk make a fool of goalies, so I always have that in the back of my mind.
Overall, how did the team look defensively in front of you? Faced over 30 shots again, but it seemed like a lot of them from the outside, save for those few chances.
Oh, absolutely. I thought the team played really well in front of me. Getting that early lead is huge, and we set the pace from there, and the PKs right off the start were huge. We blocked a lot of shots, and you could tell guys were willing to pay the price tonight.
How would you describe your confidence right now?
It's as good as it's always been. I don't think it goes up, and I don't think it goes down. I think you just kind of go with the flow and roll with what happens and work on what goes bad in practice and continue with the same confidence.
Appreciate that.
Connor, does it mean anything more to you beating a team like the Detroit Red Wings, probably a team you grew up watching?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely got a little more excited for this one because I grew up watching them, being a diehard Wings fan.
Is it hard for the family back home to kind of have dual loyalty in that situation?
I don't know if it's hard, but I definitely think they enjoyed this one.
It's a little cliche, but do you feel yourself getting better and better with each minute or each game that you play?
Oh, absolutely. I think you get better throughout your career, and I think that's why guys are veterans and making a lot of money, because they get better every day, and I think they figured out how to kind of manage that and maintain that steady growth.
It's been a month now, I think, since your first third. Do you imagine if you would have had, I guess, 10 starts under your belt at this point?
No, it's hard to. I don't really look into the future too much. I kind of worry about today and getting better for tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, man.